Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know the difference between foods labeled organic and foods labeled all natural? You might be surprised. Learn more at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be the leading organic yogurt maker and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Doe's a deer that works well in a song, but does don't make much sound. On the other hand, goats do. Goat kids get vocal right after birth, and it turns out they quickly pick up accents. Give a listen. Here's one kid, and here's another. Can you hear the different accents? Well, Dr. Elodie Briefer can. She's a biologist at the University of London, and she discovered that pygmy goats, like humans, bats, and whales, are among the elite group of mammals that can adapt vocal sounds in response to the environment.
Well, actually, I wasn't expecting that at all, and because people don't think that species such as goats have flexible vocalizations and that they can adjust their vocalizations to their social environments. So in my study, I recorded them when they were 1 week old and then 5 weeks old, and their calls became a lot more similar during those 4 weeks.
So goats have different accents.
Yeah, I found out that when goat kids were raised in the same group, they actually started to kind of copy each other and develop similar vocalizations. So their vocalization changed with time, just like us humans.
So I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and you're from?
Yeah, I'm originally from Switzerland, yeah.
Ah, so we can both speak English, understand each other, but different accents.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, you've listened to these kids bleeding hundreds of times, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell the difference just by listening?
Yeah, actually, if you hear a goat calls from the same group and then from different groups, you might be able to hear the difference, even you.
Okay, well, we've got some goat calls. Let's play the group one here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear that one again. So let's play a goat from a different group. Even I can tell the difference there.
So, yeah, and the pitch of the call is a little higher in the second group.
Group one. Group two. Now, why would they be different?
I think that this group effect on the vocalizations is like an indicator of the group. So the goats are really social animals, and it will allow them to differentiate who's from their group and who's from another group, and will increase group cohesion.
So the function is to increase group cohesion. And why would that be?
They need to keep together in the group. And goats have really complex social structure. Actually, they're in a really big group during the night, and then they split up in small groups during the day. And in the morning, for example, they would need to know who are the members of their group.
So if we had a herd of zebras or, you know, a pack of wolves, they're social animals. Would you expect that they would have different accents too?
Yeah, well, my results were quite surprising because the main general idea was that in mammals such as goats, there is no effect of the environment on vocalizations. And because I found that on goats, I'm pretty sure that it exists in lots of other mammals.
So I have to ask you, Dr. Briefer, when you tell somebody that you study goat calls, what's their first impression?
They find that quite funny, of course. Well, most people don't really see why it could be so important to study goat calls, but I think it's really important because it shows us how did we evolve. Especially these accents I found on goat kids show us the basis of the huge vocal flexibility that we have in humans. It shows us that even some animals like goats also have flexible vocalizations, and they can also learn from each other and develop accents.
Could it even be more complex? Could it not just be just a signaling or an emotive expression, but actually communicating ideas?
Well, we never know, yeah. We are only, I think, at the beginning of research in this area, and there are lots of things that we still need to discover. And, for example, we know that some animals have different alarm calls for different predators. They actually give information about what kind of predator is around, and that's quite impressive.
Well, Dr. Briefer, thank you so very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Dr. Elodie Briefer is a biologist at the University of London.